Blog Talk Radio.
Come on and put your hands together, everybody. Yeah.
Devil told Eve she could eat from the tree. She would surely die. Told Adam it's alright, and they both took a bite and lost their lives. Now he tells you, do what you wanna do. God will understand. So now you feel just inside. You do your thing on the side, and still say amen. Go through bitterness.
Welcome to the Contender for the Faith broadcast. And yes, we are the Ready Church at YouTube. And we are here once again, thank God. I tell you, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. And he's kept us with our mind stayed on him on today. I just thank and praise him. I'm blessed on today. And you are blessed today to be able to be here on the face of the earth one more time. I'm telling you, the hearse wheel is rolling. And I tell you, but the Lord has spared our lives once again, and we thank him on today. I mean, there's so much going on around about us, but God said he's able to keep us from falling. Even though it looks like so many falling by the wayside, we have to say, Lord, help us to stand in this last hour. And we just thank him on today. Today we will be coming from, let's go to Psalms 58 and verse 3. It says, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. I tell you, Lord have mercy, the devil is speaking a lot of lies on today. I'm telling you, there's so much going on, and the enemy is coming to trick your mind and to deceive you in this last hour. But we thank and praise God that we know that the greater one lives on the inside of us. The word of God is letting us know that we were born in sin, but we can be born again on today. I know it seems that everyone feel like they can do their own thing and say whatever they want to say and live in a kind of way and think that the Lord is just going to receive in and everything that we just put before him. But no, he's a holy God. He's a just God on today. And you're not going to put any and everything before him in this last hour. I'm telling you, there's so much going on around about us. Every time I come, I seem like I done heard so much stuff that, you know, took place from one day to the other. And you just want to warn people and you just want to shake them and you just want to say, hey, don't you see what the enemy is doing? Can't you see? But the word of God says they have ears and cannot hear, eyes and cannot see. Oh, what a shame the times that we're living in. But the word of God says you were born in sin. You were born that way. When you said you was estranged from your mother's womb, you came out in sin. So that's the purpose of being born again. I know the devil's saying, oh, now, you know, there is nothing about being saved and you're not a sinner. We're just here. You know, but that's the deception that's going all over the body of Christ in this last hour. I'm telling you, people, it started with the preachers telling, you know, trying to figure out a way to get to the youth. I'm telling you, oh, my God. It was like, okay, we got to get something new to draw the youth. But I'm telling you, no, that same word that was for us is for them. He said, what I say unto one, I say to all. So the youth had to come the same way that we came. And that's through the word of God and, you know, and through the blood of Jesus Christ for repentance of your sins. But no, the preachers trying to manipulate And we know what that was. That's a spirit of deception, trying to manipulate someone to try to draw them in some other way besides the way that the word of God has already told us we must come in at the door. And that door is Jesus Christ himself on today. I know they said it. There are many ways. No, but no, we can't go with what they say. We have to go with what the word of God say. And he said you must come in at the door. And the door is Jesus Christ. I know Oprah say, you know, no, there are many ways. And even down to, you know, Bishop Jakes, he said, well, I'm just going to stay out the conversation and leave it up to God, you know. I'm not going to judge yet. He says that God has put him as a shepherd over the people to warn them. And then if God is not going to speak through your mouth, then who is he going to speak through? That's the purpose of having leaders, because you want to use your mouth to speak life into someone else on today. But we know that the enemy, he's come to kill, steal, and to destroy. And it seems that he's on his mission. But we as the body of Christ, we're on the mission too. And we're on the mission to fight the enemy on today with the word of God. Just like when Jesus was in the wilderness, when he came out with power, I'm telling you. And we are going to use the power of the Holy Ghost on today through the word of God to speak to you on today that you have got to run like never before for your life. The enemy wants your soul on today. I'm telling you, who has bewitched you on today, there's a witch behind the mask. I'm telling you, there's a witch behind that mask. I'm telling you, you better watch and pray, and don't be tricked by the company you keep. Watch who is speaking into your life on today. Watch the people around about you. The word of God said watch and pray. Put it together. Watch and pray. Watch and pray. Because the enemy, he's using someone to try to take you out and to take your promise that God has given unto you through the word of God. If you don't read the promise, you won't know the promise. You better run for the word, run to the word of God in this last hour, because we can look around and see that someone has bewitched a lot of people from the truth on today. Just like he bewitched Adam and Eve in the garden, he's still trying to do the same thing. You may say, well, you're repeating yourself. Oh, yeah, the word don't change. He said, what I say today, I'm saying yesterday and forever. It don't change, you know. But like the snake, the serpent, he's talking to you, trying to manipulate you and dominate you and to try to confuse you against the word of God and trying to take you away from the word of God. I know they got all these new Bibles, and oh, I'm telling you, it's just so much stuff out here. I'm telling you, and the enemy is sending things, fiery dots at your mind in this last hour. It's a snake. Oh, yes, some of them is Jake's the snake. And yes, there are many snakes, I'm telling you. You know, so you have really got to watch your step in this last hour. What snake is talking to you? What snake has told you? You no longer have to listen to the word of God. You no longer have to go the way that the word of God said. We have to live righteous. We have to live holy. Well, maybe this is a snake like we got with the youth today. I mean, they're trying to change things, even with the cartoons. They got a new age cartoon trying to change the children's thought and trying to reshape their minds, you know, from the word of God. You know, they have these little cartoons that have these little snakes that make the snake look like he's good now. You know, he won't hurt you, and you can drink the poison, you can drink the venom, and it won't hurt you. Oh, who's the little voice that's talking to you and trying to shape your little mind? Who is that voice? Who is it behind the mask? Who is it? What devil is it? Who is it trying to bewitch you and change you away to another gospel? Who is it trying to bewitch you on today? Who is it that's telling you that God no longer heals, he no longer saves, he no longer delivers? Who is it? What snake is behind the mask. Who is it? Who is trying to bewitch you today away from the true word of God? Who is it? Could it be the serpent? Could it be the snake? Could it be the seducer that the Lord told us was coming to try to seduce you away from the truth? Who could this be? What is it? What kind of spirit is it? Where did it come from? Who is it? Is it the same serpent that talked to Adam and Eve in the garden? Who is it? He's talking to you today. Don't listen to the lies. Oh, I'm telling you, he is the father of lies. He's the one that, he's the originator of lies on today. He's constantly trying to take you out and take you away. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. In this last hour, I'm telling you, he's pouring out his venom through the word. He's pouring it out through his mouth. That's why the enemy wants you to close your mouth and keep your mouth closed on today. Open your mouth. There's power in the tongue. And the devil knows how powerful the tongue is. Here is three people that he's using. He's using a lot of people, but these are three that really stands out to me. Like Pastor Jake, he's a motivational speaker. And the devil is using him because he has a lot of influence over a lot of people. Another one he's using is Oprah. Oh, yes, she has a lot of followers too. Oh, yes, they're working together to try to manipulate you and to draw you in. Oh, my God, to this new world order. Oh, my God, God is not ordering something new. He's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, he's ordering the same words that he was ordering from the beginning. Oh, I'm telling you, it's another gospel that the enemy is using. Another one he's using is Lady Gaga. Oh, yes. Oh, you're born that way, huh? Well, you might have been born that way, but Jesus don't want you to stay that way. He come to deliver us from our sin. As we read in Psalms, it says, hey, yeah, you were born in sin from the womb. You went astray from the womb as soon as you were born. So, yes, you might have been born that way, but you don't have to stay that way. That's why he called the preachers to preach the uncompromising word of God to you on today, that you can be saved, set free, and delivered from the hands of the enemy. Oh, yeah, you may have came in sin, but you don't have to go out in sin. You can be born again on today. Oh, don't you be tricked by the company that you keep. Also, another one, but you know, Jacob was a trickster. There was a spirit that the enemy tried to use even against his brother. Hey, the devil don't care who he used. You know, it's so much going on. I'm telling you, you have to even watch everybody around you. You're like walking through a minefield on today. But don't let the enemy deceive you on today. I'm telling you, oh, my God. John 2:15 says, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. So when we look at these pastors and we look at these leaders and we see all the stuff that they're going after that the world has to offer, we know that the word of God says they are not his. That's how you know. He said you shall know them by their fruit. I'm telling you, if they're running after money, if they're running after prosperity, if they're running after everything that this world has to offer you, then it's not God. He said you're none of his. Then we just read that? Let's read it again. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in this world. If any man, that means any man. I don't care who how great you think your name is, or you may be famous to men here on this earth, but he said, if any man loves the world, I don't care who you are, he said, if any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. He said it's not in you on today. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Romans 12:2 said, and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That goes right back to Psalms, where you were born in with wickedness inside of you, but you don't have to stay with wickedness on the inside of you, because he said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And when Christ comes inside of you, he will renew your mind. You will no longer want to walk in darkness. You will want to walk in light. You will no longer want to live unrighteously, but you will want to live as close to God and righteousness as you can. And he said, but by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove. People will see your deeds. They will see your action. They will see your fruit, that ye may prove what is good. You know you were taught right. Show you what is good and acceptable. I'm telling you, God is not going to accept in and everything. He said, get the strangers out. Get it out of his sanctuary. Get it out of the sanctuary on today. Everything that's foul and everything that's displeasing to God and everything that these pastors and leaders has brought into God's house, all this filth, he said, get it out. Romans 16 and 17 and 18, it says, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which causes division and offense contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and abhorred them. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. They got Superman in the house of God. They got Harlem Shake in the house of God. I mean, my Lord, it's so much filth and so much garbage and so much pollution in God's house. Now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause division and offense and contrary to the doctrine which ye have learned, and abhor them. Run away from this new age stuff. Run away from these new age pastors that you can say anything you want to say out of your mouth. You can cuss it. He talks about profanity in the Word of God. He don't want us to speak profanity, cursing, and you cursing, your children cursing. And I mean, my Lord, come on, wake up, church. Run. Run for your life on today. I'm telling you, the enemy may be trying to throw fiery dots at your mind, but one thing for sure, the Word of God says he's able to keep us from falling on today. And I'm standing on his promises on today. I tell you, I've been running for over 30-some years and ain't got tired yet. I tell you, Jesus is still good to me on today. I tell you, I'm running like never before. I don't know about you, but the Word of God said, hey, we're just one breath away. I'm telling you, and I want to make heaven my home on today, and trying to get as many as we can to listen to the Word of God. He's talking to you on today. I tell you, in the book of Amos, say you'll be looking for the same word and you will not be able to find it. But while you can still hear, while you're still closing your right mind, while you still have the action with your limbs, while you still can hear the Word of God on today, run for your life on today. I tell you, Ephesians 6 and 12 said, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I'm telling you, we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. These are spirits. These are spirits and, you know, wickedness in high places. And these are seducing spirits that's coming to try to attack your mind and try to take you out. The Word of God said that the devil, in John 10:10, he said he come to kill, to steal, and to destroy you. Oh, yes, you. He wants you. Oh, yes, he wants to destroy you. Oh, yes, he don't love you. Oh, yes, he wants you on today. But you can say, no, I'm not giving my soul to you, Satan, but I'm running for my life on today, and I'm running in the Word of God, and I'm going to stay in the Word of God as I run by faith in God in this last hour. I'm telling you, I stay on fire for God. I tell you, I love the Lord on today. He's really been good to me. I made a promise to the Lord. I said, Lord, if you save my soul, if you heal my body, I will run on and see what the end's going to be. There's been a lot of pastors, a lot of people that said, Lord, if you heal my body, Lord, if you save my soul, made a lot of promises to God. As soon as he brought you out, you turned your back on him. But on today, I'm telling you, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't. thinking back on today. Deuteronomy 7 and 26 says, neither shall thou bring any abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. And we can look around today and see a lot of pastors have fallen, a lot of pastors have gotten that itching ear, you know, because of fame and fortune and, oh my God, Hollywood in the church. Oh my goodness, I'm telling you. But he told us not to indulge in abomination, lest we be a cursed thing, like we agreeing with all this mess that's going on around about us. But we are to call it out. I'm calling it out on today because we're to call out sin. That's why he called these preachers to tell you of your wickedness, to tell you that if you don't get right with God, then hell is going to be your home. I'm telling you, that's what he called the preachers to do, is to tell you of your wickedness and tell you of your sin on today, that you can be born again. Oh, yes. I tell you, I'm going to cry loud and spare not and lift up my voice like a trumpet. I tell you, I'm a trumpeter on today, no doubt about it. I tell you on today, there's so much going on. I mean, people done drunk the wine of Babylon. Oh, yes. But I tell you, when you get drunk, I don't know if you've ever been drunk before, but I used to drink before I got saved. And I tell you, you can't think right. And I was throwing up. And you know how you say, well, you know, even when you won't say, you're like, Lord, it just helped me to get over this. I won't do it no more. No good and well that you're going to do it again as soon as you felt like your head was right. And that's how people do Christ today. As soon as he bring you out, you forget all about the promises you made to him because you feel like your head all straight again, and then you do the same thing again. But I tell you, I made a vow to the Lord on today, and I won't take it back. I don't know about you, but I will not take it back. I will not take down, no matter who comes or who goes, who listen or who don't listen. I will continue to call out and spare not and lift up my voice like a trumpet today. I tell you, when we look around and just see how our nation is just going down, everything is going down, just like the word of God said, everything is going down, but the word of God. And I was, you know, I just get so full and so, I just get so emotional when I just, I see everything that's going on around about us. It's so sad. I tell you, it's just a praying time. It's a sad time when family members and everyone just have disregard for life. I mean, it's so much going on around about us. We got so much to speak out against. When we see wickedness and we see sin and we see what the enemy is doing and how he's robbing and killing and stealing from people's lives and their homes and their families, and people don't have peace of mind and confusion everywhere and violence filling the land. Oh, my God, you walk there, get excited and shout out and speak up against this stuff that you see. I'm telling you, before time is too late, because judgment is coming. I'm telling you, I was looking the other day and I saw where T.E.J. has a series called Shaping the Nation. I'm telling you, oh, yeah, the devil knew. He knew exactly what he was doing when he had him to speak out with woman dollar loose and everybody just loose everything, everybody just loose everywhere. Man's power now. Man think he's Superman. What in the world? Superman is not real. That's a fiction, you know, scientific fiction, you know. I'm telling you, and wake up, church. Wake up while there's still time. I'm telling you, reshaping the nation's thinking against to another gospel. That's what the enemy is doing. But I'm going to tell you right now, our only hope in America is Jesus. People need to repent and turn from their wicked ways and stand firm and say, what we need in America again is Jesus again in our nation today. I'm telling you, I know Jonah, you know, when God sent him forth to go to Nineveh, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He went to Tarshish. I'm telling you, sometimes, you know, I look around and I say, Lord, and I see so much stuff, and, you know, you want to cry out against everything that you see that, you know, that destroying people's lives. And I mean, I tell you, I hate what God hates. I love what God loves, and God loves, and he loves you, but he hates the sin on today. But I'm going to tell you, you ought to be like Jonah today. I mean, he sent Jonah to the most wickedest city there was, you know, Nineveh. They were doing in and everything in the city. And you look around in our nation today, they doing in and everything. But will you be a Jonah? Will you speak out? Will you cry out against this mess so people's hearts can turn back to God? Will you be a bold soldier? Do we have any soldiers? Or is everybody on a cruise? I mean, nobody want to be on the battleship? I mean, my Lord, it's no time for cruising. This is a battle for your soul. This is a battle for your mind. This is a battle for your children. This is a battle for your family. We don't have time to cruise. This is not our place to stay. We're just passing through. We're just doing a walkthrough. Oh, my God. Oh, judgment is coming and Jesus is soon to come. Oh, get your house in order on today. Oh, my God, I tell you, Jesus is soon to come. You can call me at 818-691-7304, 818-691-7304. I tell you, the joy of the Lord is my strength on today. I don't know about you, but I get excited over God's word, and I tell you, I get anguish when I see what the enemy is doing to people on today. So we're saying right now you can call us at 818-691-7304. Maybe you want to talk to the Ready Church on today because we want you to be ready when Jesus comes. Hey, we don't want to be selfish and just try to make heaven our home by ourselves, but we want to take somebody with us. I tell you, we want you to make Jesus your choice on today before time is too late. Do we have any callers today? You can call us at 818-691-7304. You can call us right now at 818-691-7304. Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Ready Church.
Oh, yes. Are you ready?
Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for this word today. What snake is behind the mask?
Yes, Lord.
Thank God for this word. I thank God for the Ready Church on today. I thank God that there is a snake hiding behind the mask. You better know who's hiding behind that mask. He's after your soul on today. Thank you, Jesus. We just thank God for the word on today. And like you were telling the listeners earlier, that you can be born again in this last hour. I hope people are paying attention to the word that's going across the airwaves. You know, that people's souls are really at stake in this last hour. And they're sitting up in these churches, and they do have snakes that are hiding behind these masks. And these are these so-called preachers that are not preaching the uncompromised word of God, but they are preaching another gospel, one that is saying that you don't have to be saved, that you don't need to be born again. But that's something the word of God tells us, that you must be born again.
Yes.
And people have been brought up in the things of the Lord, and they are just being bewitched in this last hour by the things that they are hearing. They're agreeing with everything that they're hearing, which is contrary to the word of God. I know in 2 Peter talks about damnable heresies, how the church has allowed unbiblical truth to come into the house of God and bewitch the children of God on today.
Yes.
But I think that there are some that are still standing for the truth. Yes. We're still preaching. We're still living it, and we're still proclaiming it here at the Ready Church. Nothing but the truth shall make you free on today, and that is the word of God.
The word of God, the uncompromising.
The uncompromised word of God, and I thank God today that my eyes can still see, and that my ears can still hear God's still voice, and I can recognize the tricks of the enemy on today. And it's a blessing that you have leaders out here that still care about the souls of people, you know, who are preaching the uncompromised word of God on today. And I just thank God that I'm in a ministry like that on today that tells me to watch and to pray and to stay alert in this last hour. We need to get our focus back. We need to get our mind back on the things of the Lord on today. Turn your TV off on today. The devil's be with you, son of the saints, right through the airwaves and through the radio, what you're hearing, and get in the Word of God for yourself.
That's right.
Thank you, God. Get back to truth on today. I just thank God for the message and the messenger on today. I thank God that you do care about people's souls. I can hear it in your voice that you are really concerned about the souls of men on today. And like you said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Thank you, Jesus. And no weapon formed against the Ready Church shall prosper on today.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, God. I thank God for you.
That's right. I thank God for you all, too, for all the listeners. I'm telling you, because when you bring in a word like that, you know, it's like the enemy just trying to throw fire and dots at you while you trying to think of, you know, and bring the word, you know. But I thank God, the word of God, that he's able to keep me from falling. And even though it seems like there's a mortgage pay, you know, everywhere, you know, it's just decaying, you know, decay all around about us, you know.
Yes, ma'am. I was thinking about, you know, about the TV, how these people are sitting up here and they're listening to these preachers on TV, and I want the world to know that these folks are false prophets. They do not love you on today. If you're looking for hope, look to Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. You know, you're sending any offerings to these people thinking you're going to have what they have. No, you're not. They're just taking you and using you as merchandise on today.
Yes.
They care nothing about your soul, you know.
That's right.
So people need to be aware there are a lot of tricks that are going on in the body of Christ on today. In my studies, I've heard of a new organization, and I want to expose them on today. It's called the New Apostolic Reformation. And like you said earlier, there's nothing new under the sun. And just like Jesus dealt with the Pharisees and the Sadducees, we're going to deal with those same spirits on today that are trying to creep into the house of God.
Yes,
we're here to make the people know what's going on in this last hour. This group has been raised up as a new breed of Christian. They call themselves the Army of God, but it's like a non-denomination group that is coming into the house of God. And if you think about how the church came into the non-denomination, nation meaning people, that you can just go in and worship any God that you want to and don't want to worship the true and the living God, the God that healed your body when you were sick, the God that delivered you when you were strung out or on drugs, out here prostituting and doing things with your body. It wasn't the idol God that delivered you. It was the true and the living God. And so many people have forgotten what God has done for them. And they have turned their back and they have walked away from the Lord today. But my heart's desire today is that we will get back to worshiping the true and the living God for real, and that we would pray
that our
hearts would, you know, just love on God for who he
is
today, not for any financial blessing or any materialistic blessing, but just for being God, just for being
God,
the one that can save my soul, just for being the one that can deliver me, just for being the one that's for keeping me on today.
Oh, yes.
I just thank God for who he is
Jesus.
Today. I thank God for sending his only begotten son that whosoever, I was a whosoever, I thank God for saving on today, that whosoever would believe on him should not perish, but have everlasting life on today. And I'm just like you. I'm just excited because I know that God is a good God. Oh yes, he is. And I thank God that he's been good to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes.
And I
Hallelujah.
Love the Lord on today. And I thank God for just giving me a mindset to love him for who he is today with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind. It disturbs me because there are so many people denying the Lord, denying that he came, denying that he died. They're denying that Jesus rose again. But I know in my heart that Jesus, it was only Jesus who was there in the midnight hour when I cried out to the Lord and asked him to save me. Jesus saved me for real today. And I thank Jesus that I would not deny who he is today. Thank you, God, for standing alone. When you're on your job, when you're in your home, when you're in your community, you got to stand by yourself. Never deny Jesus. Never deny who Jesus is. And I thank God on today that I will not deny him. I will lift him up. He said, if you lift me up, I will continue to draw men unto myself. You may not see it, but I know that he's drawing people because we'll continue to lift up the name of Jesus on today. And I know hearts are being changed. Minds are being regulated. Thank you, God. The sick are being healed on today. And
Hallelujah.
I will cry loud and spare not and lift up my
voice in this last hour like a trumpet.
But I got to stand by myself. But I got to walk alone. I thank you, Jesus.
All right.
I know you're walking with me. You say you'll never leave me nor forsake me on today. And I just thank God for this ministry.
Thank you, Lord, for the ready time for such a time as this.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He's so good.
Oh, yes.
So everybody has a soul out on today for fame and fortune. I thank God for the true saints that are still standing in this last hour and have raised me to stand and be a warrior for the kingdom of God. And I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's so worthy. Hallelujah. And I think of his goodness and all that he's done for me. My soul cries out. Hallelujah.
My soul.
I thank God for saving me.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'm not dignified on today. Not with
Hallelujah.
The gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God
Hallelujah.
Is so good. When I hear just a word, it just does
something to me.
Just something about the name of Jesus. And
hey,
when I hear
Jesus.
Other saints rejoice, he says rejoice
with them that rejoice on today.
And I'm rejoicing with
Jesus.
The ready church.
Hallelujah.
I just
Hallelujah.
Thank God for you on today. I thank God
Hallelujah.
For what he's doing in this ministry.
Hallelujah.
I will continue to stay
Hallelujah.
Tuned for the ready church and take
Hallelujah.
God's glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God bless you on
today.
You too.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell
you,
girls, like fire shut up in my bones on today.
I tell you, God is good,
and he's worthy to be praised. And I
tell
you, while you can still yet bless the Lord, you should bless the Lord. I just thank him on today. They're going to come and tell you and want to bless the Lord and not be able to. But I tell you why. The blood still run a woman of pain. The fear got that chills of my lips. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name on today. I tell you, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I tell you, I tell you, the Lord saved my soul back in September 1976, and I still got the joy of the Lord on the inside of me. In spite of what I see going on around about me, the joy of the Lord is still my strength on today, and I thank him. And to God be the glory for the great things he's done and the great things he's still going to do in spite of what we see. We believe God on today. I believe God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You to sing a song. I believe God.
I believe God
will do just what he said
down at the cross. Lord.
Where he shed his blood, I believe God.
I thank God
for the blood of Jesus on today and for the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside
on today.
I thank and praise him, the only keeper.
You,
he said, after you you saved, you shall have that. The comforter will come.
Yes,
the Holy
Lord.
Ghost will come and be your keeper on today. I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost being my comforter on today. I tell you, God is good.
Hallelujah.
He is good. And
yes,
I was thinking back when you had mentioned even about TBN, you know, you know, even back in the earlier part, probably in the 70s, the late 70s, early 80s and stuff when they had Reverend E.V. Hill up there. It was more like a prayer, son. It was just about prayer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, now, you know, that was the snake behind the mask.
Yeah.
You know, because now it's not about prayer. It's about money. So we know that the word of God says you can't serve two. You can't serve God and mammon too. So we know that there was a snake behind the mask, and we know that the serpent is still on his job on today. But we thank and praise God that the word of God is more powerful than anything else on upon the face of this earth, I believe.
Yes,
I
Lord,
believe God
I believe.
On today.
Thank you, Jesus.
I believe God on today. We thank and praise God for you calling in, and we pray that we're making a difference in somebody's life on today. We pray that God will save, set free, and deliver, because we know that he can, because
yes,
he did it for us. Ain't that right?
Amen.
He saved
you,
us,
Jesus.
And he delivered us out of the hands of the enemy on today. And
yes,
maybe
Lord.
You may feel bound, or you may feel tied up and yoked up and feel like there's no hope and you feel like there's no way out. But I'm telling you, Jesus can do anything but fail on today if you just trust him and believe him on today and just turn from your wicked ways on today and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, and deliver me and save my soul on today. He still will hear your cry on today and save your soul out of the hands of the enemy on today. And I just thank him. He's worthy to be praised. I believe God.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for calling in, and we pray and speak blessings over you and your house on today. We thank and praise God for what he's done and doing in your life on today.
Thank
you just hold on and don't let go of God's unchanging hand on today. God bless
Amen.
You.
God bless you too. Thank you, Jesus.
Do we have another caller? You may call us at 818-691-7304. You may call it right now. Do we have another caller? Caller, are you there?